Soul Trap.
This song's about a girl.
Soul Trap. Most beautiful I've ever seen.
Heroin, oh heroin, it's nice to meet you. Heroin, oh heroin, oh heroin, it's nice to meet you. Heroin, oh heroin, oh heroin.
What you fuck you?
From the undead, ladies and gentlemen, Evil Ash.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
To Reno, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowden.
Podcasting from the back half of summer. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me is my good buddy, Mr. Nick Ramirez, my favorite girl in the room, Cadillac Kim. Dogwater Dick's in the back giggling to himself, but more importantly, back for another taste. It's our good friends of the show, Evil Ash.
Woo!
Yeah!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, fucking hello. Reno!
Hey, guys.
Tight.
Tight.
What's up?
Welcome back to the
How's
show.
How's it going?
We'll see.
Yeah, welcome back.
Good to see you guys.
I didn't get to hang out with you the first time you were on.
See you guys down here stuck all by myself.
Nobody knows that you can't see us.
I'm sorry. Was there a buzz in my earphones? I think maybe a drummer was speaking.
Introduce yourself.
Pat, go ahead.
I'm Pat. I'm the lead singer, and I'm going to go ahead.
How about the mouthy guy introduce himself first?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm Freebird. Some people call me Ryan. I'm the drummer. Fuck you.
I like they found Ryan drunk at a hobo stand in a railway station.
That's right. That's not a lie.
That would have been a lot better story.
Well, that's your story now.
And then, of course, yourself, sir.
Johnny Fernandez.
Hey, Johnny. How you doing?
Very well.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Good to see you.
You too.
Yeah.
I hope you have new shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Did anybody check to see what you played last time so we don't play
no.
it again?
All of their
was that a new one?
All of their songs are like fucking like 2.5 minutes long, so does it really matter?
Guess what? We they got write one that's like 6 minutes for
They
you.
Just make them up as they go along.
Epic.
That's right. We're just going to play music the whole time.
The epic Evil Ash album that's just 90 minutes of background music
yeah.
and screaming.
Drummer talking shit.
It's going to be a great show, you guys.
Yeah.
I can tell we're off to a good start.
Here we go.
So, so, hey, Ryan, yeah. I hear you broke your orbital socket once.
I did. Is that like in your butt?
No.
What?
Rick brought this up earlier.
Wrong head, man. It's the one on my shoulders.
Dude, that's the thing that holds your eyeball in your head, right?
Exactly.
I heard a story of a guy breaking that and then sneezing and his eyeball popped out and was hanging by the cord that attaches to your eyeball.
I didn't do that myself, personally.
Are you on mic?
Thank God.
Am I on mic?
Remember, the people live inside the microphone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to talk right to it.
Yeah.
All right.
This is going to be a great show.
So, anyways, yes, I snowboard for fun, and I did it for a living for a little while.
So you snowboard for fun and profit?
I used to for profits, not anymore. No, I just do it to fucking spend money. But anyways,
yeah, going for a hike is too cheap. Is doesn't lose enough money. So.
Well,
you should try gambling. You lose money a lot.
I've done that, been there. Try to fucking avoid that one. But.
Smart.
But what did your face hit to break your orbital?
My knee.
Oh my God! Seriously? Yes.
Your face hit your knee?
No fucking lie.
I can't even.
So you kneed yourself in the face and broke your
hard
orbital.
Enough to break
I
your
am
orbital.
Never gonna
socket.
Snowboard
Jesus.
Ever.
Like, did you like just kind of?
How does that happen?
The only time my knee has ever
been that
close
to my. Did you
just kind
of taco yourself?
I landed Mac? It, supposedly.
Go people way can't move too much that air way. On that one.
Yeah. The only time my knee has ever been that close to my face was a really great
so
night.
So, have you ever seen a big giant step down kicker made out of snow on a mountain? Basically, 70
sure.
Feet, about 70 feet.
Oh, seven. Okay, just a little one.
Little one. Yeah. Well, I landed in the flats.
Oh,
ooh.
That's
not
what happened.
The knuckle, not the fucking knuckle.
Right.
Yeah.
The flats.
You guys, he was trying to give himself a blowjob. Don't let him tell you that. The story's cooler than it is.
I believe that.
Right when he was about to blow.
I like that girl.
I think Evel Knievel shattered a couple of spine vertebrae landing on a flat.
My eyeball didn't pop out, but I was bleeding out of everything that was the hole in my face. So
still
my
landed
eyes,
it.
My ears.
Landed it.
I don't remember landing it, but that's what my friends told me. They said
I think that was just to make you feel better during recovery, dude.
You made it, dude. Don't die.
You collapse like a rag doll the minute you hit, and you know it.
I wouldn't even let them take me to the fucking hospital until they had to fucking drive me in an ambulance to Renown. When it was still fucking Washo Med.
Yeah.
Oh, remember the days.
Washo kid.
Washo Med.
Washo Med and B Street.
Fucking...
Yeah, so that's how long you've lived in Reno.
Yeah, and the
Mr. D's.
I won't say what we used to call the movie theaters and Sparks at Green Bray.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
The fucking
the Dollar Theater.
Oh.
The Dollar.
Yeah. The Green Bray Theater.
Yeah.
The Dollar Theater. And right next to the bowling.
Right next to where you go watch a movie and bowl for
I can just,
like 5 bucks.
For like 5 bucks, right.
Is everybody else just
and even get nachos.
Yeah, and that's an extra 75 cents.
What were you going to say, Rick?
Is everybody else envisioning his head moving all the way around the mic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally
it's
that.
Like, I feel like he's still swaying from that hit he took.
It's making the story more real.
Hey, I'm drinking beer while I'm doing this now. Leave me alone.
No, I know you got a lot going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Hey, you know what? I quit a shitty job. And now I'm working at 7-Eleven a couple nights a week.
Dude,
graveyard.
Which 7-Eleven?
We have a question about that.
Yeah.
Save it for the quiz.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I want to know what one it is so to see how it rates.
Sutro.
Oh, yeah.
Audi.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
The classics.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, my,
so do you just go hang out with him and, like, drink 40s on the curb at 7-Eleven?
I haven't started yet. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, everybody.
No, I got the job. It's good.
Might not be.
Reno, keep it quiet.
I just went in there, stocked the coolers for 20 bucks and for 2 hours today. Dude, I stocked a whole cooler, 20 bucks.
There you go.
That's how I bought my beer tonight. What do you think I did? I gotta make some money somehow.
Did you drink some of those beers?
I'm drinking right now.
One for the shelf, one for me.
One for the show, one for you.
Never stays on the shelf.
Have you ever heard King Missile and their song Cheesecake Truck?
Never mind.
But I want to hear it.
Look
now.
It up. You
go
guys.
Look it up. You will enjoy it. And think about every time they say cheesecake, think beer.
Cool.
I will link it in the
but
blog.
Cheesecake makes thank you throw up.
King missile. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Awesome.
Oh, how was everybody's weekend? What'd you do? What'd you do, Rory?
Myself, I went to the Taco Fest on Saturday.
I kept seeing that.
And Sunday.
I was there on Sunday with Rory.
So I woke up in the morning and my friend Amber was giving me some baby clothes because her little boy is a little older than mine. And I had some girl baby clothes and she's about to have a baby. So we were doing a little clothes switch and she said, hey, I'll be right over. We're leaving the Taco Fest as soon as we finish our nachos. And I said, Taco Fest? ? Smiley face. And I looked that shit up on Google, and like 2 hours later, we packed up the family, and instead of getting dinner at home, we went and got Taco Fest. And then the sun went down, and it got chilly, and none of us were wearing jackets, because it's that time of year again,
and
thank
you
God.
And hypothermia.
Right. Well, and the baby got fussy, and it's dark, and it's a baby. And so we went home and decided, well, we have these leftover Taco Bucks. What are we going to do? We'll come back tomorrow. And we went back on Sunday for breakfast.
Your life is so exciting, Rory.
It's just like that's on The Simpsons. Cool. You have to get Taco Bucks.
Yes. Well, I bought them from Big Chris Hart.
Oh.
Oh. You
hi,
got,
Chris.
You showed up with Taco Bucks.
What?
You showed up already having Taco Bucks?
Well, you had to go to the little booth and buy
Chris
them.
Chris Hart was in the booth selling Taco Bucks.
Big Chris Hart was in the tiny little shack, yes. And and he was counting out Taco
Big
Bucks
man,
and handing
little
them.
Shack. Yeah.
It's and funny. I ran into, of course, his knuckleheads, Logan and Scott Sherwood.
Oh, they were there?
Oh, they were all there? Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know we have
we
a problem.
We got to get them on the podcast again at some point.
They're going through a drummer transition.
I know.
Hey,
which really
I hear Lee of Los Pistoleros might be taking up some slack with them.
They put on a great show, by the way.
That was the other amazing thing I did this weekend. Friday night.
I was there, yeah.
Thanks to everybody who came out to Los Pistoleros on Friday. Yeah, you came out. We had
it was a fantastic time.
It was a great night, a really good fun time at HQ for my first live show that I booked there, so I was really happy. And it was good friends of mine, good times, a lot of people showed up.
Good.
A lot of audience stuck around walking in off the street, so we're going to have more of that at headquarters. Please stop by. And also a big shout-out and thanks to Girls Play, Lady J and Elisa Wood and Billy Slays who came by on Sunday for Sunday services. We had one of the best ever Sunday services that we've had. A lot of people showed up.
Sad I missed it.
And it was a little goodbye party for our good friend Marika. Marika Linnea, who is moving back to Michigan with her mom because she can't afford to live in Reno anymore.
Fuck everybody in Reno right now. fuck California. Sorry.
Marika is well loved by, I know, actually, a lot of listeners of this show. If you'd like to see Marika one last time, come to headquarters on Wednesday for the Clownvis show, and we'll be talking more about that later in the episode.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Nice.
But
nice.
I had a big full weekend. What about you, Nick?
Well, dude, really, like, I've been working up to. I started practicing with Stacey and Hudson on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I got to play with the Merman open up the Merman show. And it was fantastic. And they were, you know, the Merman.
Yeah.
They were just fucking great. If you haven't, look them up. They're
I was
like really cool.
I was playing the Merman at HQ the whole time that show was going on on our Spotify.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had to work, so I couldn't make it.
It was cool, too, because at 6 o'clock they played him on the X, and then they played Lazy Universe at 7 right when I was loading in. So I was listening to it on the radio real quick, and then I was like, hey.
Get pumped.
Dude,
get pumped.
I love local radio right now.
They're so awesome.
Yeah,
so
it's got
a lot of good stuff
better.
Going on.
So much good stuff,
And so, but the cool thing was after that show, they asked our band if we wanted to play the next night with them in Grass Valley. They did.
Yeah. Did you go?
No. They checked with the venue, and the venue said that they just wanted the Merman. So.
Oh, okay. But they liked you that much.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like,
yeah.
That's really fucking cool, man.
We did good.
That's
that
really
was a
cool.
good pairing. I've got to play with them before in other bands that weren't really fitted for that show.
It was just, hey, we need an opener, and you guys are hanging out
here.
You're the
like
local support.
Friends, you know, and whatever. But this one was, like, an awesome pairing. People who like that music like our music, too. And it's
for sure.
Cool.
That's like, rad.
Yeah, it was very cool. And then, what was it? Saturday, we practiced. Sunday, I practiced with Roxy. I saw my mom, went to a movie. So, and I took Friday off after the Merman on Thursday. So it was fucking sweet ass 3-day weekend, dude.
Nice.
Very
nice.
Good. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, I have one other thing I did Saturday. This is what I remember. Saturday in the daytime, I hung up the Cygnus for
Black Swan
for Martina.
El Martina, yeah.
Yeah.
I love her. I got to work on her website a couple years ago on that project.
So it's Studio 502 at the Artist Lofts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And it's going to be, it's like an international, it's going to go to Australia and some other places.
Is there an opening anytime, or is there?
It's
can be determined.
It's a Wednesday and a Thursday. It's like the 16th and 17th of October.
It's a performance piece with a lot of visual aspects. Gotcha. Correct.
Yeah, it's a performance piece by a bunch of different mediums.
Cool.
And like spiritual mediums.
Like music,
if you're so inclined, if you're so, if you're channeling the spirits while you're there,
gypsy ladies
dancing, and then
Martina is a bit of a gypsy.
Fuck yeah,
she asked me to do this piece, this chicken wire giant swan that hangs from the ceiling, and Dave Simpson put these lights in it, and the lights match up to the constellation of Cygnus in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty, really pretty cool project. And
damn.
So yeah. There's like a Nick weekend, man. It
How
was
big
fucking
was it?
Dope.
Like, it's just, I'm picturing
and
like,
my son called too.
Fuck.
That was cool. Yeah.
How big is the swan?
The wings are about six, like the whole wingspan, both wings.
Life size, basically?
6.5. It was like bigger than a regular swan.
Okay.
6.5 feet?
Yeah, 6.5 feet. Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, swans are usually like 4.
I don't know. How
3-4
know
feet.
I've never gotten close enough to a swan to tell how big it is.
I once had a goose.
I've lived in places with lots of.
What did a goose do to you, Rick?
I was attacked while riding a bike. I'm riding a bike as fast as I could, right. And this goose is fucking like swooping at me, and it's
ducks are fucked
and it's
up,
hissing and flying.
Swans are so much
scariest
bigger than
fucking
geese.
Thing I have ever seen in my life.
They're terrifying.
What'd you do to it?
I have no idea what happened. I'm just riding my bike, and it swooped on my head, and I had to like duck as far hard as I could, and I felt it go whoosh right over me.
He was, really
but it was
gay
flying
at
me. That was the most homophobic goose I've ever met. It was one of those Canadian geese, you know.
What are
you doing,
the
eh?
Kind. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, don't bother me, eh?
Hey.
Hey, I hate the gays,
don't touch my a-hole, eh?
Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God. Have any of you guys seen the show Letterkenny?
Nope.
Okay, no. You all have homework. All it's right. About this, like, hick town in, like, rural Canada. And it's, like, the dialogue's super funny, and they're always talking about... gay geese.
Gay geese.
Much, yeah. They are. It's a whole show about gay geese. Yeah.
Far out.
I've never heard about gay geese.
Apparently, it's a thing in Canada.
You weren't
far off, Rick.
Way to tie that all back together. Nice. And in honor of that, I'm going to say, let's have another song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More music.
Another song.
Oh, wait, Rick, did you have anything of any importance this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Some great
stuff. Where's more of you, Rick?
What? I
blacked out all weekend.
I had a good time hanging out with
girls drawn on my ass.
You had girls drawn on your ass?
Yeah.
No, wait.
I was passed out drunk.
I'm sorry.
But your ass
were
was out?
Were figures of women drawn on your butt cheeks, or did women take a Sharpie and draw pictures on you?
Woman.
Okay.
I was trying to draw my ass cheek when I was passed out drunk.
Trying?
Nice.
She didn't. She and she didn't.
I slapped her.
Was she herself drawn
too? I take care of my ass when I'm passed out.
That's probably
good.
Smart. I'm not assed out.
Good to know.
Rick, get the ketamine.
Right, noted.
That shit don't do nothing.
Wait, Rick has ketamine? Fucking holding out.
All right.
Jesus.
I would love to play my drums on some of that shit.
You wouldn't be playing drums.
You might think you were.
It would still be fun. All
right. Evil asks you guys a party band or what?
Well.
Kind of.
Yeah.
We like a party.
Fuck yeah.
Party with us. No.
All right. When was the last time you all, like any one of you, passed out from drinking too much? Like number of days, number of weeks, whatever.
2 days ago.
Well, he just had,
I don't know. Maybe about a year ago.
Okay, a year.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of a home drinker, so I pass out drunk every night.
The best way to be that kind of.
The last days of my drinking were suspiciously like that.
Oh my God.
Right.
That's pretty rad.
Get a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah. Then yes. And wake up and be like, where the fuck did everybody go?
Right? Why do they hate me?
Fucking Pat was eating ice cream on the way here.
Oh, that sounds so good.
That was great.
Are you guys like face to face and ready to play?
Yeah, I got to sing into this. Face.
What are we doing?
They are almost kissing.
Yeah.
Staring contest while you're jacking off.
Hey, is this kind of like fucking a goddamn movie?
That one.
American Pie. Hey. American Pie.
Right? Everything you say is funny. I don't know why.
Well, thank you. I guess I could be
this
the comic
This is just like
relief.
That movie.
Well, it's good that somebody's funny on this show.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
All right. What do you want to do, Pat?
Are you ready, Ryan?
No.
All right. Let's do Kung Fu. If you're ready for it. I do not know Kung Fu!
Standing in the moonlight, stepping someone's black, white, or blue. Toast one up like Pluto. Someone's footage is in grand. His face is really hurting bad. He hurt himself all the bad. Someone's footage is in stance. Raise his wrist, put up his hands. Hiya! Hiya, hiya, your regular stance.
Video.
Yeah, that's right. They got a music video.
I heard the word boner at least twice.
That's a good thing to hear in a song.
We didn't say boner once.
Oh.
Rick, it's a good thing to hear in a
song.
But
Rick liked hearing it.
Yeah. I hear boner a lot, if you know what I'm saying.
They come and go.
I liked how
Ryan,
they
like
come and go.
Ryan, you're like a magical imp. Like, I love you.
So what have you guys been doing this past year?
A lot of fucking bullshit.
A lot of bullshit. I actually took a...
Like actual bullshit?
I took a class, which is really nice.
In musicology or...
I took a Tom Gordon's...
Oh,
sweet.
Very cool.
We love Tom very much.
I took that 16-week course, too.
Yeah. That's what I just...
What is it for? Like, what is it?
Sound engineering.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, was it the one where you have to, like, you get to record a band? Was it at Emirates or was it at UNR?
No, it was at... whatever. It's on... I don't know what it was called. I forget.
But it's in, like, industrial... Yeah. It's in the industrial section by the river.
That's
Emirates.
Up in Linda Way.
I'm running into the fridge.
Yeah, Linda Way.
Totally. Mirage.
Totally. Yeah. Mirage.
Yeah, I took that class. That was pretty fucking cool.
Well, who's the band that you got to record?
Seasons of Insanity.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Those guys are rad.
How'd you like the recording?
They were season two, but yeah, I love it. They did kind of... They did an acoustic set with us, right, Rick? Like way back,
yeah.
Oh my god, that's so long ago.
We should maybe talk to him about
it. Yeah, it was just Shane in the guitar player.
That's right.
Back
yeah.
then.
Yeah. Cuz we were still a little more limited.
That was like the first year.
And now
or
we
two.
Can do anything.
Yeah. Now what I meant.
Well, how was that recording with them?
Dude,
I mean, they're great dudes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We actually had somebody drop out, so we had more time to work with the bands and mixing and mastering.
Oh, nice.
Hey, wait.
Nice.
It was rad.
Everybody quiet real quick.
What, are you going to fart or
He's
something?
He's going to fart, yeah.
What was that?
Did you crack your knuckles?
Did you break your leg?
I opened a beer.
He broke his eye socket again.
Yeah, right? He just smashed his orbital socket just to do a trick for us.
Hey, that's called freestyle drumming right there.
So you guys are big Evil Dead fans, huh?
I am. No.
No.
Never seen it, right?
Tell us about the name.
It's kind of a dumb question.
Army of Darkness, that movie sucked.
That's
his influence. The drummer downstairs.
Have you really never seen it?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Weird.
I recommend. I like as much as I love
I've
the film.
I've been trying to get him to watch it for about four years.
Ever
now.
As long as you're,
but...
don't watch them as long as you are in this band.
Why not?
It's like the guy
just
who
to be cussedly
the guy who works in the tattoo.
I'm in the band longer than I would watch the movie probably. Yeah.
I don't want to be associated with this crap.
Like when a guy with no tattoos is a tattoo artist, you're all what?
Yeah, or a skinny chef.
Yeah.
An eye doctor with glasses.
Oh, God.
You never
people.
Trust a skinny chef.
No.
Well, I don't know. An eye doctor with glasses.
I can cook like a motherfucker, but I'm scrawny as a motherfucker, so leave me alone.
All right.
Okay.
What are you saying about my wife, Rick?
Yeah, she's not that big, huh? Damn it. But you know a fat chef is gonna hurt you with something good.
Yeah.
So.
I'm getting hungry now. Come on.
Right, yeah. Right.
Man, I could cook macaroni, cheese, and hot dogs like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. So
do you make Kool-Aid, too?
Do you ever roll them up in a tortilla?
Usually, I like orange, not the grape shit.
I call it a spamacarita when it's like SpaghettiOs. And
that's like, yeah. That's like they make that a par. You know, like, that's jail food. Like when you put
that with oranges and
peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. No jelly,
just peanut butter. Yeah.
Or
and
you,
like rye bread.
hot top ramen spreads, man.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. And they put it like in a bag.
Yes.
So that
you
can squeeze
it
out like it's a pastry bag.
Uh-huh.
So I lived like 38 years of my life, and like 20 of them I ate ramen like on a regular basis, of course, you know, after dropping out of college.
Yeah.
and drinking a lot. And then it took marrying an Asian woman to tell me, you can put other shit in that.
Yeah. You'll put an egg in there.
No, dude, I would just make the packet of ramen.
You never
like,
put an egg in?
No, just it's
that's what my Asian girlfriend did to me.
It's noodle soup with the flavoring in, and that's it. That's like
vegetables.
Who can afford a fucking egg? I got to go buy beer.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
That, that beer is 2/3 of the money I got donating my plasma. I can only afford beer and ramen. There's no room for eggs.
I have 22 free cents, and that's it.
That get, and if I save that 5 times, I can get a pack of cigarettes.
Nice. It, right?
Not anymore these days.
No, no, this is a long time ago. I haven't been that cheap or desperate in a long time. Not since the 90s. No.
Congratulations.
Not since I lived with Rick.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was.
But great. Yeah, no, I had no idea for like the first 38 years of my life that you could put shit in ramen.
Yeah.
That was the moral
of that
story.
What do you put in? What did you suggest you put in it now?
Oh, now? Like I cook anything. Like I'll like
everything.
I'll put that chicken, ham,
I like broccoli, cauliflower.
I like doing a little steak and egg. That's always nice.
Steak. God. Ranch,
how about vegetables?
And then
Yeah, no, I'll throw in some snap peas and some. I don't eat
like
the
Tostitos hot sauce.
I eat around. I eat protein and carbs. That's all it.
Everyone, Rory just said yeah. No.
Okay.
Oh, everybody drink.
Drink.
Okay.
Hey. Good thing I got.
Old school.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ryan, that you gotta drink.
Yeah, I know. That's. I'm sure that's disappointing.
Damn it.
Why are you making me do this?
What's
my arm a little more? I might take some.
So you guys have been doing bullshit and stuff, but have you been playing a lot of shows? With, like who have you played with on the last bit? Like what was memorable?
We did Twitch Angry, Boshi Bash, and the show I set up.
Boshi Bash is always a good time.
Yeah,
on the desert.
And then I set up a show with Twitch Angry and Hate to Share.
Yeah,
Davidson's.
Yeah. Been on.
We played Davidson's. Yeah. Twitch Angry. Those guys are good.
Yeah, Twitch. And we're playing.
They
wait,
have some
wait.
Cool, funny songs.
Hate to Share was here this weekend recording.
Oh, that's right.
That's why you know their name.
Okay. Yes. Well, we're playing with Twitch Angry New Year's Eve in, I believe, Sacramento. All the details aren't through yet, but yeah.
Cool.
Out of town show.
But yeah, not too many shows recently. A couple.
We've been
always good
working on a lot of stuff,
writing stuff,
working on being lazy.
Yeah,
working
on
being lazy. That's where it's really. I mean,
hey, let's see how many weeks we can go without practicing and still sound tight.
I haven't seen these guys in like 6 months. Just kidding. Nah, we don't practice as much as we should, but you know how shit goes.
Well, but we still play enough shows.
There you
go. Yeah, we got some stuff coming up, don't we?
Yes, yeah. That's what I was just talking about.
That's it? Just the New Year's Eve show?
No.
No, we got the 5th of October and the 12th of October.
5th Davidson's.
Davidson's.
Yeah.
With Frankly and
with
also
Frankly,
with Frankly.
Yeah, those guys are great.
God, I love those kids. Yeah. Fucking rad.
Yeah, I've got them coming in over
and
at
Headquarters again.
Yes. Yeah.
On the 12th headquarters.
Oh, you're at headquarters?
Oh, they invited us to the headquarters.
Nice. Oh, you're doing that
Rory,
show?
Rory, do you know about this?
No, they hadn't told me. They said they were looking for a third band, but
they
didn't tell me
have
who
time
it was.
I have confirmed
it
with
them. Are we invited?
I don't know.
Fuck you guys.
I'll have to consult with the management.
Well, consult with them. Tell them we're on.
That's
so tell
me.
Them to shut up and leave us alone.
That's. I'll have to consult with myself after the show.
Well, I hope you accept our invite.
I'll think about it.
We're showing up anyway.
You're gonna have
no. So that's gonna be Frankly, Metal Billy Trucker, and Evil Ash.
Yeah,
as well.
Dude, that's a great night.
Come on, now
that's gonna be a burn the house down kind
of
thing.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Do some shit.
Who's
done?
Who's playing last?
I guess I don't know. Who knows? Who wants
you
to gotta
get
left?
Ryan on stage early.
I'm going.
Way too drunk.
That could be one of those nights, actually.
I think you just helped figure out the lineup, Rick.
I might be drunk coming there and bringing my and trying even to
like I'll let Jonathan decide between Daniel decide between Frankly and Metal Billy who's going first or second, but or second or third. But it looks like Evil Ash is going first on the 12th.
That's cool. Hey, as long as we're starting at like 1 o'clock in the morning, we're good to go.
No.
Way too late. We're doing like these 8 o'clock, 8:30 shows, man.
I know. What the fuck's up with all these
old
people?
We're supposed to be here by 6:30 today.
Because we're old people, dude.
We didn't start the show.
I am closer to 50 than 30. Kiss my ass. The show's going to start at 8 o'clock.
No. Dude, Reno's always been this start at 10 and midnight bullshit. Fuck that. We have to change the town.
We're doing it.
My gear app. We're doing it. After this. You know that, right?
But anyways, New Year's Eve is the big one, so we'll put out more information.
Well, and New Year's Eve, that's very different. That's a late night show.
That one's going to be rad because that's not even going to be in Reno, so...
Cool. I won't be there.
Nice. Thanks for the support.
Hey, fuck you and your out of town.
If you want to follow us there, dude.
Hey, fuck you and all your success. Hope you have a good night. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
Fuck you. Keep Reno fucking
with the
dirty.
Success first before the door
hits my ass. Can we get another song?
Yeah two more.
Yeah.
Two more.
Two. Double up.
Tomorrow.
You got two shorts for a double up?
Yeah.
No, we got a long one.
All right, do your longest song right now.
Yeah, we got a long one.
Show me how long it is right now.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty long, man.
It's so free the bird. Free the bird, right?
It's so long you get tired of it.
Just wait, the drums will bore the shit out of you. You're going to tell us to shut up in about 30 seconds.
Well, okay.
We'll see about this.
I don't know. We had Felipe Nejo on the show.
Oh, fuck. Well, yeah.
Fucking Kevin.
I love you, Kevin.
I loved it. I went and saw him that following
Saturday.
Dude,
they played with us with Twitch Angry.
Kevin's also going to be opening. He's going to be playing with Clownvis on Wednesday and with One Ton Dooley as well.
Tonight, yeah. For you listeners.
Tonight, yeah.
For
you listeners.
For you day you one go, listeners.
Go, you go, Kev. Shout out to Kevin Montoya. Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Felipe Dejo.
He's a funny motherfucker.
Felipe Dejo.
And if you don't get that it's a joke, then I'm so sorry, and I hope you thank you for paying the cover.
I dug it.
I did too.
Some so good. More artier shit I've seen in town.
Yeah, I'll never forget. Shit in your hand.
That was rad.
Rub it on your tits.
Rub it on your chest.
Gigi
Allen. Oh, yeah. Gigi Allen's one of my inspirations.
I'll never
catchy
forget
shit,
that.
Huh?
Yeah. All right, another song.
All right, what are we doing?
Fear.
How about Sagittarius Alpha Star?
That works.
Passing by, had to look twice. I couldn't tell you why.
That was two songs, but there you go.
Holy shit.
Nice.
That was really good.
That was like your guys', thanks, that guys. Was Evil Ash's Stairway to Heaven, you guys.
That was yeah. Like, rock there.
I could like just going see to hell. You guys,
like, that's the one I like to call the panty dropper.
Oh. Fuck, my panties are off.
There you go.
Damn.
Thank you.
That is why Rick records by himself.
Finally, that worked.
Yeah. Damn, you guys.
Just not quite how you expected.
You guys do that? Do you guys do that acoustically around the campfire when you're like camping?
We
that
can.
Would be so badass.
Oh, that one's a total acoustic and bongo song? Fuck
yes. Yeah. I think that might have been written on the acoustic guitar originally.
Yeah. I believe it was, Pat. I believe it was.
Cool. Yeah, Pat plays bass, but he's actually a guitarist.
Yeah.
Weird. Isn't every bass player really a guitarist?
Yeah.
Actually, no. I'm a bass player that thought I was a guitarist until I found my calling.
Yeah. See, I was a trumpet player until I found the drums.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you played trumpet?
I did.
We all had to play it in like sixth
That's
grade.
Where he learned how to suck and blow.
Yeah, me too.
I just couldn't control my circular breathing, dude. There's no way.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Right?
Hey, Rick, could I get that one song of mine?
Oh, you want that? Dude, let's fucking do that. What a
but
great
they've
idea.
They've already done this, haven't they?
No. It doesn't matter. I wasn't here.
And there's a bunch of new ones anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it the new school style, too.
Hey.
It's time for the Worst Little Quiz, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to ask Evil Ash some questions and hopefully put them on the spot. But since they really have no filters or boundaries, I don't think this is going to bother them in the slightest. Are you ready to play, gentlemen? This is for
I have my beer
no
in
cash
my hand.
And no prizes. But the
prestige.
Accolades
of your peers yes.
Of the other bands that have done this. Okay.
Or they could play against each other. We'll figure out who did
the
best.
Yeah. I'll keep score on my handy dandy notepad right here. Rick, you start.
Oh, did we ask you last time how you lost your virginity?
Rick.
Don't remember.
All right. Please.
I might have a different answer this
time. Please to be describing the age and circumstances of your deflowering.
And we'll save Ryan for last.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So
Johnny.
I was dating this girl out in Fallon. First girlfriend. Drove out there because she wanted to bang it on. And we got caught in her parents' bed.
Yeah.
So now,
was it in a home or
well,
a double
wide? Well, it was in her house.
It was in her
Was it an actual house.
House
or a double wide?
It was an actual house.
When you say got caught, like how far?
Almost got caught.
So had you,
you
just
were able
pulled
to finish?
Out or were you just
no,
about
I didn't
to?
Finish,
or?
But just had to get out of there.
And what'd you think the early. First time? Were you like, wow, this is fucking...
Nah, it wasn't good.
All right.
Confusing
boring,
and angry.
Boring first try, yeah.
Pat,
aren't they all?
How about yourself?
I was the ripe old age of 14 years old.
Wow. Experienced man.
And when I was in Nebraska on a summer vacation, visited my uncle and my aunt. And my aunt had to work. She worked two jobs. She was a hardworking woman. And while she was at work, me and my cousin brought over her friend.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it was just a joke.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
everybody took a big breath there.
I was waiting for Uncle Timmy. And,
yeah, so no, her my cousin, her friend was very, very, she was very friendly, very friendly.
Forward?
Yes, and you know,
is
so.
Is that the way they're supposed to be?
She kept asking if I was a player, and I kept saying no. Because I wasn't.
I'm a guitar player.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so she pretended, we thought we were going to play a joke on my cousin and pretend like she was sucking on my dick.
Whoa. Then, yeah, let's pretend.
Yeah. That's really great joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was really fun. Actually, worked
where
out.
Were the girls who wanted to play this game when I was 14?
Nebraska, right? It's different out there, Nebraska. I think.
I was in Missouri. It was just too,
yeah, they're all
so
cousins
close.
Out there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ryan.
Ryan, it's your
please
turn.
Please finish this question up.
Pat did it, and it was weird.
Oh. Pat took your virginity.
It was
wow.
It was weird.
It was super weird.
Because he looked, I told him no eye contact.
Oh. That was the saddest one.
That's why you have to wear the beer boxes, man.
God damn.
Next time.
I mean, the beavers did.
No, come on. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Age and circumstances of your deflowering. Or is that really your answer, Pat? I mean, we'll take it.
We have known each other for a real long time.
Yes, we have.
So I think that's his answer.
All right, moving along.
What else do you want me to say?
Kim?
Not my answer.
What is the first album you bought with your own money?
Johnny.
Nirvana.
Which
the
one?
The one with a baby on it.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah. The good one. Yeah.
What?
Mine no, they're mine.
They're all good,
the good ones.
Bleach. I mean,
they're all good.
Yeah.
They're like Devo.
My it was the Offspring Smash. It was a tape.
Oh, okay.
How old are you?
That gains you back the points you lose.
What was I like? I was like 15 or something, maybe?
Okay.
I had an Anthrax 99 Ways to Die.
I could have been cooler. I
should have. Nice. That's pretty bitching.
It was a Christmas present from my oldest brother.
No, the first one you purchased with your own money.
I've never purchased one
He's
with
never
my
had
own
any money. Money.
there's a song all about that.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I thought of a cool new rule for the quiz, too. Like, Rick, who would he be given the last round? Who would have won the last round?
Oh,
that you did.
I mean, the one that I did?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You get to judge.
Oh,
the
I'm totally going to pick Ryan.
Okay. Oh. Kim, you get to pick because he did a dude. That's why.
He did a dude.
His was the most gay.
It was,
so,
it was surprising. It was him. Funny.
Who wins this round?
Kind of gave me a chub.
This guy.
All right.
Pat for the win.
Yeah, Pat for the win.
Pat, what?
That's
what?
Right.
Pat wins
Nick
again.
Pat. And fucked you in the ass for the first time.
Nick.
He won twice.
Okay.
You're the winner.
Next question.
Can't scrub that off.
Whatever. I have to ask you guys a question first. Are any of you in relationships or are you all single?
I'm single.
I'm in a relationship.
I am in a complicated position.
Okay. So if you could absolutely get away with it, which celebrity would you fuck?
Celebrity
you're one,
freebie.
You're one pass. Ooh,
yeah, you're freebie.
Freebie. They're all free. I'm single.
Well, right. Okay, so for you, like, who's your favorite?
I would do, like, a...
Of all the women you...
Who would you have ruin a relationship to get with?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Ah, shit. A celebrity?
Whatever. Person in history. Or your neighbor next door.
What's her name? Catherine Zeta-Jones or whatever her name is.
Mm. Oh, Catherine Zeta. Yeah.
Oh, you like him older, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's hot.
Curvy.
She's hot, man.
Kind of a bitch, too.
I like a bitch.
Yeah.
I probably want to bang.
You're a submissive.
Donald Trump's
submissive
girlfriend. No. His daughter.
We make our
Ivanka?
Way.
Yeah.
Wait,
yes.
Wife, girlfriend, daughter.
All
they're all the same to him.
Because
it'd
be a
like.
Good story.
They all kind of look alike. You want to fuck Ivanka?
You
want
all of them.
Donald Trump wants to fuck Ivanka,
well,
too.
Well, you can just pick Ivanka.
I changed my answer to Monica.
You're
going
to
get more points for Ivanka.
We'll stop there, then.
All right.
If I can ruin my relationship for anybody, like, actually want to ruin it, Madonna.
Okay, what age? What age?
Yeah.
Like Material Girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lucky
Damn,
Star.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with Pat though this round, dude.
Dun 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 dun.
I'm giving it to Pat.
Winner.
Pat always wins.
That isn't the real Madonna, you know.
Not because I want to fuck Ivanka, because that is the best answer.
She was replaced by that CIA operative in 1993.
That's right.
Totally. Johnny, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Evil Ash practice room.
And no hesitation.
Boom.
I like that.
Like a stale fart, he's always there.
I'm always there. It smells like something.
Pat.
God damn it. Thanks, Johnny. Because of that, I'm probably going to have to be there, too. Ryan?
All three go round, man.
Oh, hell is other people. Like, I mean, God, you guys are just trapped with each other forever.
Dude, yeah, that is my perfect hell.
You're going to haunt each other's ghosts.
All right. So it's kind of a wash. Do That's another question.
Apparently
Rory.
My fucking bassist has fucked my drummer. Right. So I don't know.
You're next.
He lost his virginity to
this us. Is a two-part. Yeah. This is
I didn't know that about us.
This is a two-part question.
All right.
And we're going to take each part in a segment. Johnny, on average, how often do you rub one out? What's your frequency, Kenneth?
And you're single.
It's not quite one a day, but it's
could be three
five
times.
A week.
It could be three times in one day, and no,
and then maybe not for 2 days.
Like 10 times a week.
He's a random.
Oh, 10 times a week. Good number. Good number.
So more than one a day.
More than one a day, but no, on some days.
I like 10 times a week. That's fucking strong.
I do a lot of sexing. So does it count if rubbing it out while I'm sexing?
Yes.
Okay,
sex,
then rubbing it
sexing?
Out.
Sexing?
Just
sexting, like
no,
like,
no. Instead I know of this, fucking, actually, no.
Or love making.
This question. Yeah, I mean, you know, this question. How often by yourself?
Sometimes by myself too. Fuck.
How often by yourself?
Probably about average of 4 times a week by myself.
Okay. Good answer for somebody in a relationship.
Yeah.
And who's sexting?
I have Freebird.
Oh, sexing.
My complicated position.
Oh, he's compromised.
What's that?
So like nine times a day?
I've done it twice in 3 days.
Twice in 3 days? Okay.
With my complicated position.
And what position is that?
Now.
Cindy.
Healthy.
Now.
It's
now.
A healthy man.
Gentlemen.
I love her.
And for the follow-up, here's for all the points on this question. When you are searching for inspiration on the internet or your iPhone or whatever streaming device, what are your favorite keywords for porn?
Just a point of view, you know.
You like POV?
I actually have a VR headset that I use plenty of times.
Wow.
And that thing is so greasy.
I didn't get any on the headset, but...
Well, damn, that's some next level shit.
Yeah, Pat? What are your favorite keywords?
Last search I did look up was, what was it? Oh, fat chicks fighting over food. That's what. That's what it was.
Come on, no,
that's a thing.
He's fucking.
You can look it up right now. It's
that is
a thing.
It is a thing.
My poor search history from this podcast is so fucked up. You guys don't even want to know the shit that they're going to throw out.
FBI knocks on Kim's
and Ryan.
I am
almost afraid to ask you this question. And please remember, lean forward into the mic.
You should be afraid.
What are your favorite keywords?
Right now, my beautiful wife taking in the ass. Don't tell her I said that because she's probably listening.
Well, it's too late for you.
Because we're not even married.
And what side can we find your beautiful wife taking it in the ass on?
See, that was just a bullshit answer.
I'm going to have to.
That's a bullshit answer.
I'm going to have to go with Johnny with his VR goggles.
That was awesome.
That was
awesome.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have to try it.
I have tried it. I thought it was.
Oh my gosh! So what's
cool.
So the score is Johnny 1, Pat 2, and Ryan 1.
Still fall off the.
I think I'm still fucking 0.
I think that
or
is the score,
dude.
No, I gave you a point, Ryan.
Ryan's right. Up by 1.
Shit. You can thank me later.
We're gonna jump over to rapid fire questions now, I believe.
Oh,
Kim.
Tom Petty or Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan.
Petty.
Tom Petty.
All right.
That's a hard one, actually.
It is. I'm going to go Star Wars or Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
All right.
Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Ooh. The Beatles.
I'll go Elvis.
Good man.
Circumcised or not?
Circum.
Not.
Am.
You're welcome.
AIDS or cancer? AIDS or cancer?
Oh,
cancer.
Probably AIDS.
Because at least they can still have sex with
AIDS,
somebody
so
and not give it to them.
Oh, God.
I'm just joking.
You
That's cool, buddy.
You can't share cancer.
That doesn't help
you
your single
AIDS.
Thing much.
Yeah. Can we cut that out?
I think we need to give him the points, though, because he brought up a good point. What if we did have somebody on the show who had AIDS and was like, that's not a very cool thing
Never
to say.
Never uses his microphone
well,
again.
It's just
but
like,
no, I would mean that question to anybody who has either one of those.
I have prostate cancer.
We ask gay people, gay or ginger.
That's true.
Ginger.
What? Gay or ginger?
Gay or ginger.
Would you rather,
or they had cancer.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay.
Thank you.
I already am a ginger. What do I do about
You're
that
You're already
shit?
Gay.
Well,
fuck
you.
Oh,
Johnny, better watch out when you sleep then.
hamburgers or hot dogs?
Hamburgers.
Burgers.
Lincoln or Nixon?
Lincoln.
What? Who would pick Nixon?
That's a dumb question.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
Cold sore.
Nickelback or Creed?
Creed!
Now fuck Nickelback.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Fuck, I've been beat
it
up
usually
and arrested.
Usually the same thing both times.
Yeah, usually.
Both at once.
But I'd still rather be beat up and arrested. And not arrested.
Yeah, because arrested costs you money, and beat up you just
Beat up, you suck.
For free.
I don't get charged for resisting, I just get beat up.
And finally, who wins in a fight? A donkey or a walrus?
A fucking walrus.
Their teeth are pretty big.
Yeah. Chewy?
The donkey dick.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
All right, I'm tabulating the scores here, and I think, frankly, the clear winner here is Pat.
Pat.
Fuck you, Pat.
It's the beard.
Pat, you suck.
His beard is weird.
You can't even.
He's got a weird beard.
Weird beard.
You last time I was here, the beard down, look down, like down here. Beard.
Right, you look like a terrorist.
Yeah.
Hey, wait.
You're all scared.
Hey, assholes.
He's a brown man.
You can't even see what I look like down here. So
well, nobody
the fuck
cares what you look like.
Yeah, but even when we look at, we can't see your beard because it's ginger and it's see through.
Fuck. Yeah, damn.
I'm Irish too, so I feel your pain, brother.
Thank you.
All right, Evil Ash.
Well done. You.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yes.
You're all winners.
Pat, on your.
You
on
get
your
a
winners here.
Pat, you get a slow
I didn't
clap
even
from
cover
everybody.
Today.
Awesome.
I felt like shit because of the weekend. Drank too much.
I'm not even supposed to be here, man.
Hey, we good?
I was gonna cancel practice, but then Ryan was like, "Hey, we got to
do the podcast.
The podcast today.
Guess
and
what?
Your first
we
thought
didn't
was
get
off.
To do.
Fuck. Yeah. Exactly.
We haven't done so our whole.
All right, I think we need another song.
Yeah,
and then,
Fear.
Should we wrap up the show? Or how many
fear,
songs
yes.
you guys got left?
Like another 2 hours.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm out of vodka. I don't have
fear.
That
fear.
Much time.
No. Fear. Fear. Fear.
Fear.
Fear.
No,
fear.
No.
Fear.
Let's do it. Let's
did you play the last show?
More beer.
More beer. Fear.
No, we didn't play that.
Oh wait, no. Evil Ash Country.
Yeah,
that's a better
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
What we're talking about.
Evil Ash Country.
Yeah, we're country artists. You know that, yeah. right?
Huh. Well, I mean, by the size of your belt buckle, I couldn't help but guess that.
I got a dress.
I have a belt buckle?
In your cowboy hat?
Oh, that's your guitar. I thought that was a buckle.
Oh, fuck.
almost got it.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Sloppy wet vagina when I'm feeling blue. So come on, baby, and say maybe I'm inviting you. Didn't know I had a heart till that bitch ripped my heart about my soul in front of me. Walk away.
Well, I just felt like a horse rode up my ass.
That's how it's supposed to make you feel.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be calling the show quits for the evening, but we did want to talk real quick about tonight's show at headquarters, the almighty Clownvis, the world's only clown Elvis impersonator.
Badass!
Of Clownvis Presley, as seen on America's Got Talent, and according to the LA Weekly, better than the real Elvis.
I mean, I never saw the real Elvis, but I
took a drink for that one.
Songs like Barocco's Tacos. It's going to be a good time. Opening up for the show will be Felipe Andejo, and of course, One Ton Dooley featuring yours truly and Nick Ramirez.
Hello.
We're both doing some kind of short sets to make room for the clown with the biggest pompadour I've ever seen on a clown.
It's going to be the best show on Wednesday.
I
guarantee
you. Absolutely.
Best show in town.
Free red clown nose with every admission. At least that's what Heidi, the owner, says and tells me. So there's going to be, you get a red clown nose and we all get to wear it while we watch him.
And what's the cover?
Awesome. $7.
$7. Oh, and buy early on.
Well, it's Wednesday, Rick, so you can't really buy early. You have to just show up to the club. But it was on Eventbrite.
Tickets are on sale for $7 still.
Yeah. What if I bring my own clown nose?
Just hit on the
It depends on how many hours that you have. Yeah, I mean, if you buy it on Eventbrite, even like hours before the show, you'll still be able to like get in. Just show us the receipt at the door. It's going to be really fucking exciting. I'm totally stoked that this show is happening. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to rock and roll. We're going to dance. We're going to laugh our asses off. And we're going to drink heavily on a Wednesday. The show starts at 8 o'clock.
Eight.
Yeah. For maybe 8:15, but for real, 8
Don't
o'clock.
Don't fucking be late. It's start at 9.
We got to get Reno used to going out early on weeknights.
Weeknight
rules, man.
Yes.
Doors at 8, band starts
one
at
of
8, 5.
One of the entertainers will be starting shortly after the doors open.
Nice. Well, there you go.
The doors will be open since 5 o'clock, so feel free to come on by.
I like that, but sometimes I don't get off work till 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and don't like come and get wasted. Come and watch the show and get wasted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wasted, you kind of miss the show.
Come and listen to some fucking music
and
remember
And if you get wasted at my bar, I put a quarter on your head.
Cool.
There you go. Yeah, wait till
when you fall asleep at the bar, you get a quarter
on
your head.
Are you serving that night as well as playing?
No.
Do you get to spend that quarter the next day on a beer?
Maybe.
Okay, cool.
Would you have been headquartered?
headquartered. Oh, I just got it. Sorry, Rory. I'm a little obtuse.
No sleeping at the bar, people. No sleeping at the bar. Be an adult about this.
Exactly.
Saturday is Lysol Toast's debut.
That's also going to be pretty bad. Over at the Saint.
Our good buddy Dan.
There we go.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Our good buddy Kevin.
Yes.
And Lane, I believe, is the
I want to see this so bad.
What kind
of work?
It's Roxy.
Oh, punk fucking rock.
It's Roxy Colley's CD release party that day, too.
That's right.
That's at St. James Infirmary.
Oh, yeah,
oh, my God.
Rick, you're a part of it.
God damn it. I'm going to miss that. Hey, guess what Evil Ash needs to do?
What?
Go
have
out?
An Evil fucking Ash CD release party.
When
fucking
is that at?
Goddammit.
Yeah, when's that happening?
I don't know.
When's your CD ready?
Hopefully
wait, his head's got to rotate around the drum set before he can answer.
Yeah. Wait, one more time. Not yet.
That's called the Doppler effect, kids.
Isn't that the fun part about it?
Science. Worst little podcast bringing you fucking science. I guess on Thursday we've got the Michael Russell Trio, a blues act from Chico at Headquarters Bar. I'm excited to see them. Those guys are going to be a lot of fun. And Saturday is also the Harry Potter crawl along with all these great big shows. So while you're out seeing rock and roll, come wear your finest Hogwarts get up and get your crawl cup.
That's
get yourself
it.
Sorted.
These guys
you
are,
start out at
you
HQ,
know you have
right?
a cape,
I've
whatever.
Never seen a Harry Potter movie either. So.
Me neither. Yeah.
I've seen every single one of them.
They're amazing.
They're pretty cool.
Ryan has a cape. I know he does.
I have a couple.
There is no capes or not. Harry Potter does not have capes.
They don't have capes. I don't know, man. I thought wizards were capes. I don't know.
Harry Potter wears superheroes. He's a sweater punk.
They have robes.
Have you seen my clamper jacket? It has more nerd shit than clamper shit.
Satisfactory, yeah. Brother.
Does he know that we're brothers?
I think so. We talked about it last time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, LSD3, dude, who forgot to bring the acid?
I took it all before.
Yeah.
Wow.
So big week for entertainment here in Reno. Lots of cool shows happening. Please come out, support your local music, support out of town music, support your scene. And get
but we're trying to whistle, yes.
And get drunk early at like 8 o'clock because it's hard to party like you're in your 20s when you're in your 40s. So
I'm almost
do
there.
It sooner.
Almost fucking there.
Nick, you got anything?
Well, I just reiterate Roxy Colley's CD release,
which is going to be awesome
Saturday with Tiger Bunny.
Dance party. Which
The rock show starts at 9, and we're going to play like a full set of Roxy stuff, mostly everything from the album.
Nice.
And then
the stuff you've heard on the radio.
TJ, yeah, a bunch of stuff. TJ Tiger Bunny. DJ Tiger Bunny will be there. After us, spinning, you know, 80s and goth and punk and rad shit.
Spinning albums and vinyl and shit.
Yeah, doing it upright for the after party. And then we're going to be bouncing over to the Lysol Toast if we can maybe
squeeze that in.
The same. Yeah.
Yep.
Because that stands.
It's going to be a rock and roll fucking weekend.
Yeah, and then I want to tell everybody a special announcement. The 7 Seconds tribute album's come out.
Oh, yes.
We talked about that last week a little bit, too.
Oh, you talked about last that, week? Too.
We did.
There's three tracks you can go click on and sample. One of them is The Shames.
But if you want to get the cool vinyl, you have to pre-order.
Yeah, pre-order. And
like, they're almost out.
They're almost out, so pre-order that.
How much?
Also, just go listen to the song, especially Bully by The Shames, my wife's band, and one of my favorite bands, Reno, and it's awesome.
I think this is destined to be a really cool comp that a lot of punk rockers are going to know around the country.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Fucking right, motherfucker.
Chris Fox and friends, thank you. Fox and friends.
Fuck yeah.
Fox. That's
funny.
That's
something different. That's his band name. When
I believe Clinton over at Human Terrorist Records.
Yeah. And a big, fucking huge, goddamn giant, I mean, the Beavers damned it, giant thanks from Evil Ash.
Yeah.
What?
We
thank you. We're Evil Ash.
Beavers.
I like this.
Beavers.
All of a sudden, you guys have to come up with a logo that just has this giant beaver on it.
I said, God didn't damn
I
it.
I will wear
Beavers
a giant
did.
Beaver suit to your shows.
Yes. Hey, we have one of those.
Picture Jerry Mathers.
Is there really a big beaver suit?
You don't know about Buddy the Beaver?
No.
He's the Crawl's official mascot. We have a fucking beaver costume.
I'm in.
All right.
I mean, I'm so in.
How have you never seen Buddy the Beaver?
I missed Buddy. I'd like to get inside that beaver.
Talk to Ed. See if Ed will let you inside his beaver.
All right.
Beavers are awesome.
I bet Ed's beaver is soft, but it smells on the inside.
Probably pretty rake. Maybe like B.O.
Well, depends on if what kind of date it was. Can you get ready?
You guys, I can't laugh anymore. Can we have another song and wrap this up?
That's a good idea.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, all the interns and all the friends and staff
Pat here. Pierre.
And for Evil Ash, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying thanks for being here. Life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
Fear.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Are we going?
Why do you turn on your back?
haircut in the motherfucking way. Thank you, We Are Evil Ass.
Duly noted.
Go home to your mother. This isn't some communist daycare center.
Dogwater Studios.
Tell your mother I hate you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry? What good is that?
Good God almighty.